This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Expectation that Democrats were going to take the Senate. Now it looks like Republicans could expand their majority in the Senate.
But even in some of the gubernatorial round, when you look at Florida, when you look at, Rick Scott right now is in the lead in Senate with 55,000 votes, and Gillum has been, it's been extraordinary.
Florida's a disappointment.
Florida's real, because it's so tight.
Yes.
And because they thought that the top of the ticket would help down ticket. Look, there was a dream tonight for Democrats, which was that early on, they'd be able to say, okay, we won a couple in Virginia, we won in Kentucky, and this is going to show that this wave is starting and you can't stop it. Now, they can still win the House. I think it's probably more likely they will win the House than not, but they can't have, there's no tsunami. There's no tsunami coming. I mean, winning the House by one vote, by one member is enough for them, but there's a lot of disappointment that I'm hearing from people. I'm also hearing talk about recounts in Florida, can you believe it, and lawyers going to Florida. So, this has to really play out, but the excitement, I think, is the cliche is Democrats. Balloon is popping.
Lots of excitement.
Well, first of all, there are still people standing in line in Georgia. There's still people standing in line in Florida. This is not over. People need to stay out there and continue the fight. This is heartbreaking, though. It's heartbreaking. The hope has been that the antibodies would kick in, that this sort of infestation of hatred and division would drive response from the American people, really in both parties, to say no and no more. That does not seem to be happening tonight. It's not a blue wave, but it's still a blue war. We've got to continue the fight forward. But I think that sense of helplessness that has really fueled a lot of this outrage and outpouring from Democrats may still be there tomorrow, even if we have the House.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I played that clip so you'd understand you're a winner. That was election night. That was CNN. That was CNN saying, you know what? We didn't get the blue wave. We wanted more. We were expecting a lot more. They are disappointed because, they got, in my opinion, the fact that they were competitive in these races is amazing to me. But that was CNN. Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit more about the election. Just why not, right? And here's why. I want you to understand how the other side sees this. You would think they'd be riding to victory on their House. You know, we got the House back. Yeah! Historically, they watched Barack Obama just get brutalized. And they went, this is going to happen to Trump. He's going to get brutalized. And he didn't. Donald Trump held governorships. He's still got intact state legislatures that are dominated by Republicans. He's still got the fact that he's going to be appointing all these different to courts, to judicial appointments. I know I'll get it out in a minute. And he's got the Senate, and he's got veto power. He's got the force of a beautiful economy coming behind him. What can they do over the next 2 years? They're afraid. Now, you heard Van Jones. We got to figure out what we're going to do the next day. We got to figure out how we're going to adjust to this. Donald Trump's like, yeah, bring it. You guys should feel good about what happened. I'm telling you, folks, we didn't lose on November the 6th. Oh, yeah, they got the House temporarily. Bad news for Bonzo. Yep, the monkeys, the chimpanzees that run the Democrat Party, bad news for them. Watch these guys. Watch them start to eat their own. Watch as they fight over who's going to be speaker. Watch as they start waging all these new investigations that go nowhere, but the DOJ is about to get in their shorts, but good, you better be happy. Let them get it. Watch what they have to go through over the next few years. And now that Donald Trump he's cleared the way for everything, watch what happens. I've got a piece ready to go. I said, you know, he's going to probably get rid of Sessions. He's going to get rid of Rosenstein. He's going to replace Sessions with somebody that will allow him to get rid of Rosenstein. He's going to get a DOJ with teeth into it who are going to go after these people, including the Blasey Fords and all these other folks that are nothing but lying scumbags. And watch what happens. Donald Trump is going to go on the offensive. He's got 2 years of positive, great works, and he's got his sea legs. He understands the task. Trevor Noah, he commented on it. I think the guy's a hack. But I will say, here's what he had to say about it. He goes on to do a typical Trevor Noah. But here's what he says, and I think it's interesting. That's why I want you to hear it.
Anything can go wrong. Anything can happen. I can say anything. They can't edit it out. Live. Try a sense of that. And I don't know about you, but I was hella nervous today. Spent the whole day updating social media, waiting to hear the results. But now the votes are in, and it's official. Idris Elba is magazine. Worried he would lose the vote. There was another vote that had me worried today. Yeah, the midterms. The day when voters were officially going to decide, is America racist or is it openly racist? And I know right now some people are like, oh, if America's so racist, Trevor, why don't you go back to South Africa? Because it's also racist. That's why I like it here. It reminds me of home. So it was touch and go for a while today. The blue wave was looking more like a smurf that was peeing.
So in short, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. The comedians aren't celebrating. Donald Trump is still a winner. Donald Trump came out in his press conference. I'm a winner. We held the Senate. We got more seats than we had. We did a lot better than they ever dreamed we would do. And guess what, America? It's going to continue. And you know what Donald Trump's going to do that's a little different? He'll tone it down, not because it's not quintessential Trump to go on the attack. When you attack him, he'll attack. But here's what Trump's going to do that I think is very interesting. He's going to become more presidential. You want to know why? Because he got his mandate. He held. You guys are going, what's Kevin talking about? He held. Donald Trump did. He held. You got to understand the history of some of this stuff. There have only been 5 times in the last 105 years that an incumbent president won seats in the Senate in an off-election year. Donald Trump did it. Now, I don't know the other 4 times because I'm not going to do that kind of research, but 5 times it's been done. If there was anybody who it wasn't going to happen for, according to the left, it would have been Donald Trump. And he held 5 times in the last 105 years.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful 4-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So I want to put this election in perspective, because people still ask me, Kevin, what do you think is going to happen? Man, I got a lot of people still questioning it, and I touched on it earlier. I said we're winners. I didn't go into detail, but I will promise you we indeed are winners. Unlike the Democrats on November the 8th of 2016, we partied during the 2018 midterms. I'm sure you watched it somewhere. You watched it in your house. Maybe you had friends over. And here's what didn't happen at the end of the night. We're talking about it. We're crying. Like, oh, my God. I mean, we would have loved to have kept the House. But we kept the Senate. We kept key governorships. We kept state legislatures, and more importantly, this is the most important part. We know our agenda. It didn't change. Nothing about what happened in the midterms made everybody go, ooh, I need to rethink things. I'm not sure about what I'm going to do. And I'll explain that in a second, because I want to contrast it to what Obama did. Now, I've already said Democrats have to really be careful in controlling the house. They have a nuclear bomb in their hands right now. And I said multiple times, be careful what you wish for. You just might get it. I was at a watch party. I told you guys it was like a Super Bowl, but there were no kneelers. Everybody there was a staunch conservative, so it was, you know, I was amongst friends, friendly people. We were festive. We were content. But here's the biggest part. We were content no matter the outcome. Everybody there, I mean, you're talking about a God-fearing crowd, and everybody there was like, you know what? It is what it is. Whatever God decides for this to happen is what we will deal with, and we're not going to worry about it. That's what happened. I mean, that's what people were saying. And I know they were saying it because we were asking. I was like, well, what do you think? Well, I hope it goes this way. But you know what? Whatever happens, happens, man. It's cool. And I thought to myself, man, that makes me feel so good. As a conservative, ugh, feels good. Sadly, we kept the TV on Fox News, who looked more like CNN Lite than it did resembling anything that Roger Ailes built. You know, Fox called the House for the Democrats with only plus two. Everybody there was just still eating, serving food, getting drinks and things like this. No alcohol, by the way. People were just mingling around.
House Fox News is called a house for the Democrats.
And we were like, what? That quick? Seriously? Wow.
We predict the Democrats will pick up 33 seats or 36 seats.
Man. But nobody was a crybaby. People were just like, man, what has gotten into Fox? And that discussion came up. Kevin, what's going on? I don't work there anymore. What? You got fired? Yeah, because I told him. So, anyway, as I mentioned before, it's the fifth time in 105 years that an administration held the Senate. What an achievement. When you consider how pervasive progressive idiots have become, to win key governor's races is astounding right now. I'm not sure of the complete outcome just yet for Donald Trump, but it's safe to say he fared a lot better than his predecessor in the first term. And I want to give you some stats. All right? This is from the era of Obama. In midterm races across America, Republicans pummeled their opponents, capturing the House of Representatives and a fistful of Senate seats, is what the Guardian writes. With some seats still to be counted, Republicans picked up at least 60 seats, eclipsing their 54 gains in 1994 and the best party results since 1938. They also gained at least 6 Senate seats, falling short of the 10 they needed to gain control of the upper house. So the Republicans gained, the Guardian wrote, almost 60 seats and then 6 Senate seats, even though they still didn't have control of the Senate. It turned out Obama lost 63 seats, not 60. And that was the greatest number of House seats that the Republicans had picked up since 1946. All right? Now, Trump lost 26 seats. In comparison, 63 versus 26. But, unlike Obama, Trump gained in the Senate. And he joined select presidential company because it doesn't usually happen. Now, his Herculean accomplishments occurred as Democrats attacked everything that this man did. You couldn't look at a legislative agenda and be more proud of a person than Donald Trump. If you gave that agenda to Barack Obama, all of us and every Democrat would be singing his praises. He would have 93% approval rating. Unquestionably. But Donald Trump, no, they don't want to give him any credit. Now, Barack Obama, they called the loss of the House his first major setback that he faced in his relatively, and here's a quote, untroubled political rise from a community worker in Chicago to the presidency. He had no real pushback. Media was fawning all over him. People were fawning. The first 2 years of Barack Obama, certainly the first year, this man could do no wrong. Sure, his poll numbers dropped. They say this. There was a stimulus package, and they call it the Affordable Care Act, but Obamacare, that are the main reasons that the Democrats got crushed. Here's what, along with this devastation, by the way, in the House and the Senate in 2010, and this is what I wanted to get to. Republicans took control of 29 of 50 governorships. Further, they gained 690 seats in state legislatures to hold their greatest number since 1928. They far surpassed their state legislative gains in 1994. Republicans gained control of dozens of state legislative chambers, took control of seven more legislative chambers than they did after 1994, and the most since 1952. Let me tell you what you're not going to be hearing when they give you the information about what happened in 2018 midterms. You're not going to be using superlatives like Republicans lost the most, Democrats gained the most. You're not going to hear that. You're going to hear Democrats picked up this many seats, Democrats, you know, picked up this many governorships or whatever, a couple of state legislatures, but there's not going to be any big time, woo-hoo-hoo, look at what they did. They're not going to write this about the 2018 midterms. So here's where we sit, because everybody's wondering, Kevin, where are we going to go from here? We got two more years, folks, to dazzle America. Trump just needs this whisper campaign of support for him to end. He needs you and I to openly and vehemently support his agenda. And if we do that, he's going to cruise to victory in 2020. Republicans will get the House back. Now, I'm going to tell you guys they're going to get the House back. You may not believe me. Kevin, you told us they were going to keep the House. I believe in my heart of hearts, without cheating, we kept the House. But I can't speak to that. But what I will tell you is two more years of Trump, and they're going to look at Democrats very differently. So Democrats can mildly celebrate. They can put on a brave front, but they wanted more. They wanted it all, and they didn't get it. But here's what they didn't get for sure. Pictures of you and me crying at the end of the night like those crybabies.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Dragons swallow evolution in one gulp. God said, man said.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. God said, man said.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously? You possess the world's greatest treasure. God said, man said.com. Life after death experiences. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. God said, man said.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Lots of questions still remain as to why 28-year-old Ian David Long opened fire in a California country western bar, killing at least 12 people, including a sheriff's sergeant. Former Las Vegas Metro Police Lieutenant Randy Sutton on the training that goes in when a policeman arrives at an active shooter scene.
It would be a coordinated effort.
And so that training that takes place is not only individualized towards the law enforcement agency that has the jurisdiction, but also with the other agencies that are in the area. And that's what the training is for active shooters.
Things in Georgia's gubernatorial race getting a little bit more interesting as Republican candidate Brian Kemp declared victory and resigned from his post as Secretary of State. Meanwhile, the Democrat Stacey Abrams has not conceded and says every vote will be counted. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. SourceCom score total visits.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fox News alert. John Roberts, are you standing by there with breaking news?
Yeah, we are, and this is big, and it's about to pop in a very big way. Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General of the United States, has submitted his letter of resignation, and Matt Whitaker, who is the current Chief of Staff to Jeff Sessions, is going to be the Acting Attorney General. We understand that the President asked for Sessions' resignation this morning before he came out for that press conference. The letter from Jeff Sessions starts off saying, in response to your request from this morning, I hereby submit my resignation. We have not confirmed yet whether or not Matt Whitaker, who was the former U.S. attorney for the Southern District of Iowa and was a candidate for Senate in Iowa in 2014, will take over the Mueller investigation or not. But that is something that we have heard. The president talked about in the past Whitaker may be taking over from, was it Rosenstein, or taking over in some capacity. We don't know exactly where the Russia investigation is going to fall, if it's going to stay with the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, or if Whitaker will take it over. But the headline, Attorney General Jeff Sessions has submitted his resignation to President Trump, and President Trump, we understand, has accepted his resignation. Not only did he accept it, but earlier today, before that lengthy and sometimes crazy press conference, he requested it.
That was the way Fox News reported it. Sessions resigns, but, you know, he was fired. Donald Trump said, I need your resignation on my desk. And it was in no uncertain terms. You're out, Jeff. It's no surprise. You know, the only surprise is how long it took after the midterms. What, we're like a day? It was a day? I mean, Trump had to have that note already in the computer ready to hit send the minute it was over. Here's how NBC, not MSNBC, either one. What does it matter? How they described it. Embattled, Attorney General Jeff Sessions resigned at the request of President Donald Trump after more than a year of public criticism from the president. Look, here's the deal. Your boss, which technically, you know, the AG doesn't report to the president, but he appointed you. And he wants things done to the letter of the law. Donald Trump is not asking anybody in his administration to do anything illegal. Let's be clear. But do your doggone job. And he says to Sessions, okay, you recused yourself for part of this. When do you jump back in the game? Somebody tell me, when was Sessions in the game? I gave him the benefit of the doubt based on something somebody said to me at CPAC where he said, Kevin, Sessions pulled the Clinton stuff out of D.C. and moved it to Little Rock. And that was going to get it on different footing. Okay, great. I agree. I looked it up. It was true. I said, okay, well, how do we move it forward? and nothing's really happened. The Clinton Foundation is under investigation. Can anybody tell me where it is? What's the status? Here's a better question. Explain to me how, with everything we know, Wiener emails, Clinton's hidden emails, WikiLeaks, all the different things, how is Hillary Clinton still walking around free? How is James Comey still walking around free? Why have none of these people been prosecuted? I see Sessions wanting to take the high road and say, look, I'm going to just make sure, because the Democrats are complaining, I'll play along for a little bit. But there came a point where he had to say, look, this Mueller investigation has gone bananas, and I'm done. I'm jumping back in the game. We're putting this thing back within scope. Rod Rosenstein, you're fired, and end of story. Anyway, Matthew Whitaker is going to serve as the acting attorney general. I don't know much about Whitaker yet. We probably should have researched this a little better before we did this segment. It says he's going to assume oversight of the ongoing investigation by Robert Mueller. And, of course, Chuck Schumer is concerned. Chuck Schumer says he wants to chime in on it. We have that clip.
You're first. Oh. Well, I'd say this. I've just heard the news, but I'd say this. Protecting Mueller and his investigation is paramount. It would create a constitutional crisis if this were a prelude to ending or greatly limiting the Mueller investigation. And I hope President Trump and those he listens to will refrain from that.
Now, what Schumer is worried about is the new AG, acting AG, would have the power to fire Mueller for cause, and I'm reading this, as outlined under rules governing the special counsel's office, if such cause is found. Now, everybody knows there's plenty of cause. Mueller should have recused himself when it first got started. Mueller is the one who delivered the uranium to the Russians. Mueller is involved in so many pieces of this so-called scandal. He has only one thing he can do, which is play cover your butt, and he's done it. Where's his report? I keep asking. I'm going to issue the report after the election. Okay, midterms. It's over. Where's the report? It's after the election. Oh, now I'm going to issue it after Thanksgiving. Oh, no, I'll issue it after Christmas. Oh, no, I'll issue it after the New Year. Look, we've been asking for this report. We are the people who pay the bills. Give us the report. And you know he doesn't want to. Because Mueller knows that we'll know exactly what's going on here the minute he issues a report. We'll know what he had to do with it, how the Clintons are, you know, the trickery, it is crookery that's going on here. The crockery, because it's crock too, that's happening. That's why he's afraid. They don't want this report released. Anyway, Whitaker can serve as acting AG for a maximum of 210 days. I don't think he'll need it. Donald Trump's got somebody in mind. I'm curious as to who. We get back to that. People were saying that Sessions' resignation was expected to happen after the midterms. I said it, months ago, certainly weeks ago. I said, after the midterms, this is done. In fact, I was literally preparing a post, an article, on the aftermath of the midterms, and I hadn't published it. And here's what I had prepared to write about Sessions in this article. I wrote this. Jeff Sessions will finally exit stage left. While Sessions appears to be an admirable man, he's not cut from the Trump cloth. Say what you want about Eric Holder, he backed Obama. Much of what he did was illegal, but one must appreciate the dude having Obama's back. While I don't want Sessions to do anything illegal like Holder did, I do expect him to back the play of the people. We elected Trump. We want answers. We don't need some sissy who recuses himself at the first hint of a fight. That's what I wrote when I was saying, here's going to be one of the first aftermaths of the midterms. I didn't get to post it because I was too busy. I was busy doing stuff, and boom, it happened. Then I did this. I added to it. According to Breitbart, on Monday, Hugh Hewitt's show, Senator Lindsey Graham predicted Attorney General's Sessions would likely resign in early 2019, said he isn't interested in the attorney general job. Grant responded to a question on whether he would take a spot in the cabinet by saying, I'm staying right where I'm at. People ask me about being attorney general and other jobs. I will be in the NBA before I leave the Senate. And I don't like my chances. That's funny. To imagine Lindsey Graham suiting up in the NBA. That's pretty funny. I got a hand to him. The dude is growing. He's growing on me. That chick. I just called Lindsey the chick. Oh, man. He added, Jeff will probably step down. We'll have a new attorney general, most likely early next year. I called it earlier than that. I said it would be in the midterm or after the midterms. I didn't know it was going to be the day after. But I still say what took so long. Now I went a step further, just so you guys can know. I said, with Sessions gone, Rosenstein will follow. And here's what I wrote. Trump kept Rosenstein around just to watch him. Friends close, enemies closer. Once Trump feels he has a competent AG, he will jettison Rosenstein. Now, the speculation is who will replace Sessions can begin, though Whitaker is acting AG for now. You know, the President Trump will look for his wingman or woman. He won't tolerate a weak-kneed, by-the-book sissy for AG again. Now, that's what I wrote. And because I knew it was going to happen, just didn't know when. So I would ask you, I don't think this is going to be a shock to most of the audience. Is this a shock to you guys? I didn't think so. I mean, we kind of knew it. Trump has a profile of the type of people he wants around him. And let me give you the profile. One, you need to be confident. You need to be a leader, but you need to be a leader who can be led. That's one thing. Two, you got to be thick-skinned because he's going to tell you the way it is no matter what. Three, you better, and I'm going to repeat this, you better be competent. That's the first and foremost. Number four, you get one shot. You blow it, you're done. Number five, understand how to read my mind and get done what I need you to do.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You watch the news and people say you got to be afraid of Latinos. Do not be afraid of us. We are predictable people. If you piss us off, you know exactly what is going to happen. Especially when it comes to getting fired from work, white people don't know how to react. White people snap. A white person cannot get fired from work. You'll fire them, they'll go, "You can't fire me." Let me tell you something, white people. Next time you get fired from work, look at us Latinos as role models. We get fired all the time. All right? How's a Latino react when they fire one? Hey, keep your job.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. I got fired. I got fired from Fox News. For you newbies that are out there, I used to be on Fox News. You saw me all the time. Kevin, hey, what's up, man? So I'm Fox News, giving my opinion on stuff. I'll be honest with you. You're not getting any decent, I don't mean it in a bad way, because there are lots of good people on Fox News. My buddies that are still on there. One of my friends was on there last night, guy that works with me, Chris. And lots of good folks out there. But I'm talking about delivering hard news the way, I'm talking about commentary that you go, yeah, that's what I was thinking. Or that's what I wish I'd been thinking. You know, that's a very perceptive of you, Kevin, kind of a thing. You know, I'm that dude that's going to give you that. I don't like going on there doing the same old. Anyway, I got fired. And I handled it fine. I was like, hey, you're Fox, so you can do whatever you want to do. I'm not mad at you. I think it's silly. I think it's stupid. Most of you have written to me and said the same thing. There have been a few lefties out there. Glad you got fired. You know, yeah, hey, welcome to unemployment. I'm still working. Welcome to unemployment. Anyway, yeah, so Sessions was fired. And immediately, I honestly, Chuck Schumer surprised me with this one. The ink hadn't even dried on former AG Jeff Sessions' resignation paper before Chuck Schumer decides he's going to chime in. And I'm going to tell you, Democrats have to be very scared, and we already know they're very stupid, to believe that President Trump is going to give any consideration to what they think as he replaces an AG that hasn't done his job. If Sessions had done his job, even 50%, people on the Democratic side would be in prison. We would be getting to the bottom, the real bottom, of this Russian investigation. And I'm not going to have to use finger quotes. When it turns on the Democrats, it will be a full-blown investigation. So Schumer made a demand. He wants the incoming AG, the acting AG, to recuse himself into any parts of Mueller's investigation. Now, I'm going to tell you, that's what something somebody to hide would have to say. Something, did I say that right? All right, let me try it again. That's something somebody with something to hide would request. How about that? Yeah, that's a little more clear. But Schumer, he's discussing, it's a potential constitutional crisis if they do that. Let me tell you something. President Trump can, by way of his AG, can limit the scope to what the AG, what the Mueller special counsel is supposed to do. Rod Rosenstein gave Mueller complete autonomy. This guy, I would just say this. By the way, Trump has not in any way tried to impede this investigation. I think that's to his credit. But if I were the AG and I came in and looked things over and I saw what I saw, I'd say this investigation is over. We're going to release the report. We're now going to do a special investigator, a special counsel, to investigate the people of this investigation. Because I don't think it went the way it was supposed to go. Or, you know what? It's even better. Let it continue, but call another special counsel and let them investigate everybody else. I want to know every sordid detail of every Democrat's involvement in this Russian meddling investigation, and I want to know it from the top to the bottom. And you guys know the cast of characters. Barack Obama, I don't know who instituted, who got it going, who engendered the deal, but he presided over it. And in text messages, we learned that he asked the FBI to keep him apprised of the situation. Now, he could try to wiggle out and say, no, I was just saying, keep me apprised of developments across the board in general. No, you can't do that. There's nothing in this charter that says, I want the FBI to tell me the details of an ongoing investigation. Even tangentially, they couldn't. There's no out for that. This guy's guilty beyond belief. And he's out campaigning for people. Which, by the way, Barack Obama lost every campaign that person that he campaigned for. Every one. Next is Hillary Clinton. Her connections to the Russians are so deep, they got a code name for her. I'm just saying. Hillary Clinton and Vladimir Putin might as well be spooning together. They're so close.
The money that has exchanged hands. How is Mueller, I mean, how are we not even discussing this? All of Hillary Clinton's State Department staffers, or the Clinton family, anybody associated with the Clinton Foundation, anybody, you know, on her staff, even at the personal level, all should be, I'm talking about, put under the Gestapo light. Maybe that's what will happen here soon, because they're guilty. And here's Comey giving them preemptive immunity. How do you give people preemptive immunity?
Listen, we're going to be asking you some tough questions. They're going to be difficult to answer. So let's give you immunity. Therefore, you don't have to answer.
I plead the fifth, Mr. Comey.
But you have immunity.
Exactly.
Okay.
I mean, that's how it worked out.
Crooked James Comey, the linchpin of this operation. He weaponized the FBI against Donald Trump, went to his boss's boss. He went to Holder, then Holder went to Obama. They provided cover and said, let's get the FISA courts involved and so on and so forth. You guys know it. I don't need to take you through it. A bunch of crooks. And Comey provided cover for Hillary Clinton. He played both ends against the middle. Who was on his staff? Just think about this. Andrew McCabe. He worked as a capo. He was an FBI henchman against Donald Trump. Inside of the bureau, he was the one orchestrating the things that they were hopeful could make it appear as though Trump and these guys were all colluding, and it backfired. But it was McCabe that was doing it, that was putting it all together. And then his right-hand man was Peter Strzok. We watched him lie under oath. Why is this guy still walking around free? We watched Lisa Page, who was part of this little cabal, who said, I've got the media. The FBI is now working with the media to get this story out there. She's turned state's evidence against both of these other two, possibly Jim Comey as well. And what's going on with her? Why haven't we heard anything more? Is she lawyered up? Is she in witless protection? Where is she? John Carlin, who is a critical figure in all of this, and I'm not going to bore you with the details, but he has a strategic role with James Clapper, who, you know, he was Obama's director of national intelligence, and he colluded in 2017 with various members of the media, the FBI, the FISA courts, etc. He's a big part of this. In fact, we did a story about a guy who broke this whole thing open. It is a must-read. We call him the hero who saved the republic. You may never know this guy's name. I can't even remember it, and that's a shame. I wrote the article. It was brought to my attention what this guy did, and I went, wow, he saved us. Anyway, Clapper lied multiple times on national TV. He's lied under oath. He knows the Democrats' involvement to the minutia level. And there are literally, I'm not even kidding here, there are literally dozens of others, dozens that are involved. People that say, I don't care whatever the issues are. I'm a bureaucrat. They can't fire me. I'll say what I want. I'll do what I want. Mueller says he's going to get us this report post-midterms. We're there. Let's see the report. Then I want to see Chuck Schumer asked for a recusal. I want to watch Adam Schiff say, we can't see the report because it's a matter of national security. When we see that report, it's going to be mind-blowing. Not so much because Mueller's going to spill the beans, but because of everything it's not going to say. It's going to be another document written like Comey gave his testimony. All these people are guilty, but we don't know what the intent was. It'll be something along those lines. But it's not going to work. Anyway, we got a lot coming up. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.